Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Before we get started, I just want to say you have made Candy's day.
Yes.
She's Candy is... I don't know if you can hear her over my mic. She's very excited to have
excited.
You on today.
Gosh, we love you.
Well, I love you too, Candy.
Everybody deserves a Candy walk-up moment, and they do request them sometimes. So, but you get it voluntarily without being asked for.
Okay. I say Bob, you say Johnson. Bob. Johnson.
Go ahead, sorry.
So
I didn't know I had a fan club.
Oh, you do.
You definitely
absolutely
do.
All right. So in Pace over the weekend, we obviously know there was a big story that you guys put out a Facebook post about. Details here so far have felt fairly cryptic. We've got a lot of rumor mill stuff going on, but tell us what happened at the Nico's Japanese Steakhouse in Pace.
Yeah, well, a couple of families got sick. They ate at the same hibachi table together, and then they got home, and then they started feeling ill, and then some of them got really sick, and they all went to the hospital, and they tested positive for a narcotic. I'm not at liberty to say which one right at the moment, but because it's still being investigated. But so far as we know, all of them are going to be okay. And the people at the restaurant are cooperating 100% in the investigation. They've been very helpful and forthcoming, and the investigation continues. We do have a possible suspect that we're wanting to interview in reference to possibly tainting some food.
Okay, so I know that I will ask, so I know you know that I will ask, and you will say what you can say. But the first question I think everybody has in this case is if these people were basically poisoned with a narcotic of some kind, are we looking at an employee as a suspect, or are we looking at a patron as a suspect?
Yeah, we can't really say. And I know that you know that I know that you know that I can't say. So, I'm hoping sometime in the next couple of days, once we interview the person we need to talk to, I'll be able to be more forthcoming.
Okay.
But right now, it's a fluid situation. Let's put it that way.
How serious was it for these people? I mean, I know you said that some of them got medical treatment. All of them are going to be okay. And again, I know that you've said you can't say which substance it was, so we make our inferences. I know we've all read stuff online, and you know, who knows, but I mean, how bad was it for the patrons?
Well, for a couple of them, they got really, really sick. But as I said, nothing life-threatening that we were made aware of, but they got pretty sick. And, you know, we take this kind of stuff seriously, and that's why we've got several different agencies investigating. You know, because basically if you know, somebody goes in and poison a food source or tries to poison a food source, that's basically a domestic terrorism. And they can be prosecuted federally, which is once if we, you know, find the suspect to be viable and we have enough probable cause, I'm sure we'll ask our federal partners with the FBI maybe to prosecute. So it's a very serious crime.
Not because it's something like we tend to think of terrorism as being politically motivated, but you're saying because it's a food source contamination that is by definition within the purview of the terrorism statutes. Is that what you're saying?
Right. When you try to poison, you know, a bunch of people, it's different. A husband tries to poison a wife or something. Okay. Yeah, we handle that. But when you're trying to poison a group of people, that can be considered domestic terrorism. And like I said, we have no problem inviting FBI in to help us with it.
Okay, so I know what it looks like from the outside and from, you know, what you've told us so far. Is there still room for the possibility that, I don't know how to say this exactly, but that it was unintentional, that, you know, somebody just kind of like, I don't know, had something on their hands and they didn't realize it and it got in the food or it was in their pocket. And, you know, like, I mean, is that a possibility still in this case?
Yeah. We're not going to rule out anything right now. We're very in the early stages of the investigation, so we're not going to rule out anything. But if it did occur that way, it's going to be, I would say that's going to surprise me.
Okay.
if that is in fact the way it happened. And I'm not saying it didn't. I'm just saying that would be, it would shock me if that was what occurred.
So you guys are, and I know all of this is conditional on the fact that the investigation's ongoing,
yeah.
but it looks likely to have been deliberate based on the information that you have and are able to disclose so far.
Yeah, I would say that it's better than 50-50 that it was intentional.
Okay.
That would be my guess. And like I said before, this is a guess because I don't know all the facts of the situation.
Sure.
Major Crimes briefed me of what they know so far. And, it's still developing.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to talk to this person of interest first, and then hopefully we can narrow it down and then come to a conclusion.
Safe to say this is unprecedented, incredibly rare, not the kind of thing that you see any sort of pattern with this particular restaurant or any other restaurants in Santa Rosa County?
Yeah, I can say this since I've worked at Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office since 1993, and this is the first case I'm aware of. So I would say to the citizens, don't panic. Don't say I can't go out to eat anywhere. I mean, I still go out to eat in Santa Rosa County. It's not scared me, and I know all, the details so far. So I would say this is pretty unprecedented, and people should not be afraid to go to their favorite restaurant or anything like that. I think we have a pretty good suspect. And like I said, once, we get to interview this person, hopefully we can come to a conclusion and we'll be back to normal.
Yeah, well, very scary stuff, obviously, for the patrons. I'm certainly glad that they're all going to be okay. Just one thing more before we let you go, Sheriff.
Yeah.
You have a golf tournament coming up a week from Friday, right?
We do. June 23rd at Hidden Creek. We're pretty excited. We have one every year for the Emerald Coast Exceptional Families, which is a great organization. They support special needs families in Santa Rosa County, and they're very good at what they do, and they play a really big role in the special needs community. And we're excited to put it on. It's at Hidden Creek in Navarre, and you can go online and register on our Facebook page or our website or the Emerald Coast Exceptional Family website. I think we have like 5 teams left, so there's not many teams left. So if you want to golf with us, you definitely want to go ahead and register. The tee off is going to be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday the 23rd.
So I guess a week from Friday, if somebody says, man, that sheriff, he's really teed off, they'd be correct.
Yeah, they would. They would be. I'll be very teed off next Friday.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Sir, as always, we appreciate the time and the information and what you do to keep us safe, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew. And tell Candy I love her.
Oh, it's reciprocated.
We love you so much. Thank you for everything you do, sir.
818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic for you.
Oh, okay. Actually, and there's an accident now. This happened in Milton. It's on Berry Hill, and it looks like this is east of Berry Hill Elementary. Berry Hill is blocked in both directions, and again, that accident itself east of Berry Hill Elementary, but that's where the blockage is as well. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling your home, look, Christina Leavenworth. I mean, I've told you so many different times, so many different ways in which she is fantastic as a realtor, but here's what you do, okay? Any major service that you're going to contract with somebody for, you ought to probably interview more than one person, right? So, you probably got like that, friend at church, brother-in-law, somebody, whatever, who's a realtor. They're obviously on your list. And then maybe you've got somebody else that you know or have seen or heard or whatever. It's fine. Just pick your three and make sure that Christina's on your list. That's all. Talk to her, talk to them, and then make a compared adult decision about who you think is going to get you the best price, the shortest turnaround in getting your house sold, who's going to devote the most time to it, and who's going to get you what you want. Or buy, right, if you're buying. Either way. That's it. I mean, that's a simple adult decision. Pick three. Just make sure that Christina's one of them. 723-9158. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention animal services. We got a phone call a couple of weeks ago that lady was gifting the county roughly 250 pigs. And we said, well, we don't want them. And said, well, you're going to get them. And so
250 pigs, holy smokes. Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno there talking during the county commission meeting last Thursday about these pigs out on this property that they got called up and said, here you go. And they're like, no thanks. And you're like, you're getting them whether you want them or not.
Long story short, we have an animal services group that works hard. They're short-staffed, understaffed. They loaded 608 pigs.
What?
And moved them to a different area where they could thrive a little better.
You get a call for 250. It turns out to be 608.
608 on the turn of a dime. That's, you know, we face a lot of those types of situations throughout the county. We just don't, they're not the big project, and they go unheard of sometimes, but every department has those initiatives that come up on you, and before you know it, you're in crisis mode almost. But, John, I appreciate you and your group. What a fantastic job y'all did, and Mr. Chairman, that's it.
Yeah. Thanks, Wes, and I'm so glad, John, that you moved them to District 5. I really appreciate that.
So, I don't know, when I first heard this story, I thought, wild pigs, feral pigs, pet pigs, show pigs. You know, how hard is it to find somebody that's willing to buy a pig? Because I know when I go to the store, the bacon is expensive. It seems like there's, come on, no, everybody thinks the same thing. This is like a feast, man.
I want my mom.
Oh, look at you, Wilbur.
Little babe.
Or not Wilbur, babe, yeah. You, that's some pig. You can't find people to buy 600. And again, I don't know. You know, maybe they're not edible. Maybe they're not good eating. I don't know. But anyway, somebody told me earlier they sent them down to the Everglades. So now it's like, you know, Monster Week. And, you know, back in the day, it's going to be Godzilla versus Mothra or the Burmese Python versus the pigs. Because I guess the pigs will eat the snakes. But I would imagine that some of the snakes will eat the pigs, too. So I don't know. It's a bit of a fight. Anyway, it took them like 10 days. 10 days.
I had... You know, it had some communication with, you know, with, you know, the citizen. And
this is Stephen Berry.
Did not get an exact, you know, maybe there was some confusion about the actual number of animals that were on the property. I've never made an effort to count to count swine on a parcel, and maybe it's extremely difficult. But
one, two, three,
you know,
they were
willing
four.
To get involved and get out there when it was a certain number, and then the number ballooned greatly, and they stuck with it and took a few more days to get them out, and but it was about a 10-day project to kind of eradicate that issue. So thank you, Wes. I appreciate that.
Commissioner Bender?
Yeah, I was going to say, none of your employees even squealed about having to do it, right? I mean, right? Okay.
Aw. It happens. 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives. Pig-free expressways today?
So far, they are. We're watching an accident. This is on Berry Hill Road. It's east of Berry Hill Elementary, but it looks like it is kind of blocked in both directions. Very slow in that area, of course. And again, just on the other side of Berry Hill Elementary, but stopped in both directions. That's the only slowdown that I'm seeing right now. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A portion of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia closed today after a tanker truck caught on fire that caused a collapse on Sunday. Morning officials say the truck was carrying a petroleum-based product, which caught fire. Of course, then the heat from that caused the highway above it to collapse. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro issuing a disaster declaration today. The Tony Awards were allowed to go on over the weekend despite the Writers Guild of America strike. It was nearly canceled, but in the end, it was allowed to go on entirely unscripted. And you've probably seen this video going around. It's gone a little bit viral over the weekend. A video showing a black bear taking a little dip in the Gulf there in Destin. And then it pops out on the beach. Actually, the video is hilarious. It pops out right in between a bunch of swimmers and then runs up on the beach and runs off. But that's getting a lot of press all across the nation.
I don't
today.
Understand this video, because if you see a bear in your yard, do you go near it? No,
probably
the answer's
not.
No. And yet all these people by this bear out on the beach are like, oh, hey, want to play some frisbee here? You want some of my soda? What? Like, they're 10 feet away from this bear. It's a bear on the beach. It'd be like a gator shows up and they're like, oh, you know, no big deal. Look, let's take a video. I don't understand. I don't know. It seems I'm glad nobody got hurt. I'll just put it that way. And it is pretty entertaining to watch this bear swim.
If I ever die, like, that's exactly how it's going to happen. Oh, look at this bobcat. Come here, bear.
Come here, little
bear. He is so cute.
Okay, for real, though, they do look like regular cats, and that did actually happen at Cat Country.
I'm glad you're still with us.
Well, no, but I'm an idiot, but I can see where people would be like, oh, a bear.
8:27 here on News Radio 92.3. We just learned a few minutes ago from Sheriff Bob Johnson that the folks who were at the steakhouse over the weekend in Pace were, in fact, poisoned by a narcotic. They're still waiting to interview one suspect. They think they know who it is. He did not rule out the possibility that it might have been inadvertent or unintentional rather than deliberate. But he said, this is pretty serious. He said that, you know, if it's intentional and you're talking about poisoning a food source, because some of them got pretty sick, that starts to look like a terrorist act. Not the kind of motives you think of typically, but this story is by no means over, but they're still waiting before they could talk to that one suspect before they say too much else about exactly what happened, and wouldn't specify the kind of narcotic either. That's all part of the investigation. 8:28 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Oh, in Pace over the weekend, you know, in Jay over the weekend, riding our bikes around, doing our thing. And, I've been telling you about the oil fields. We talked about this with Sam Mullins last week and, just how that was a whole industry that I kind of didn't really know much about. So we're biking and my wife always kind of plans a bike ride out, and we're coming down this one road. And all of a sudden in the distance, I see what looks like an oil refinery. And I'm like, the what? I didn't expect that.
I didn't know that was there until you said it last
exactly.
week.
Exactly. Yeah. And she says, oh, wait, there's more. And I said, what do you mean? She says, we're going to go get a closer look at it. I said, yeah, really? She said, yeah, we're gonna bike down this very incognito, well-concealed road called Oil Plant Road. It goes off of Highway 4. So sure enough, we go riding our bikes down there, and there's this giant oil refinery right there in the middle of nothing, you know? And that, okay, so there you go. The stuff I love biking around our two county area, because we discover all kinds of things that I didn't know about and are fascinating. And I mean, I have so much stuff I still have yet to tell that I've never really told about, but that was one of those ones over the weekend. I'm like, oh, how about that? 437. Oh, and also, I will say this, met one of the, in our experience, there are some people who are real unpleasant. Most people are super nice, super nice. We were caught in the middle of a really violent pop-up storm in Jay. Like, we couldn't even ride our bikes. The wind was so strong in the rain. Guy in a pickup truck passed us, backed up, rolled down the window. Hey, y'all need help? No, we're like a block from the car, but thank you. Turns out he's like, we're friends on Facebook, and he messaged me like, hey, were you and Jay over the weekend? I'm like, I sure was. He said, that was me. He's like, but the people here are just the best. Love them. So, anyway, you got news coming up after Fox with David.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump at his summer home in New Jersey flies back down to Florida today ahead of tomorrow's arraignment on federal criminal charges.
Former President Trump is expected to travel to Miami today to meet with his legal team. He's been indicted on 37 counts related to the alleged mishandling of classified White House documents stored in various locations around his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida.
Fox's Jonathan Sterry. Trump plans to fly right back to New Jersey and hold a press event after the arraignment. 10 wedding guests are killed in a bus crash after the ceremony at a winery in Australia. The bus flipped going through a roundabout.
As you can imagine, it was a fairly frantic scene. A number of passengers we were able to extract through the front windscreen.
Tracy Chapman with New South Wales Police. 25 people are injured. The driver is charged with 10 counts of dangerous driving, which resulted in death. The crash happened in foggy weather last night. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, 83 degrees right now. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Well, investigators in Santa Rosa County are now waiting to talk with one suspect regarding that incident at Nico's Japanese Steakhouse in Pace over the weekend. We learned that just minutes ago right here on News Radio. Seven people were poisoned with a narcotic of some sort while dining at that restaurant over the weekend. Now, so far, deputies have not ruled out the possibility it could have been tainted accidentally. Deputies investigating still with the Department of Business and Professional Regulations. Separate investigation also underway by the ATF. Pensacola police looking for a suspect in a shooting that wounded one person downtown on Sunday. That happened early on Sunday morning. Officers say they received several 911 calls reporting shots fired. That was near Jefferson and Government Streets. Officers say one victim was shot multiple times in a parking lot. That man now in critical condition at a hospital. Officers say the shooting appears to be related to a disturbance involving a large group of people. Witnesses did describe one possible suspect to officers. If you have any information, contact Pensacola Police, or you could call Crime Stoppers if you want to stay anonymous. Former President Donald Trump will deliver remarks tomorrow night in New Jersey after he's arraigned in Miami.
Trump is calling his criminal indictment a travesty of justice.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
His campaign confirmed he'll host a fundraiser at his Bedminster Golf Club. Late last week, the Justice Department unsealed a 37-count indictment alleging Trump mishandled classified documents after leaving office. I'm Trey Thomas.
Thanks, Trey. A hay barn in Bratt caught on fire over the weekend. North Escambia reporting that neighbors alerted the fire department after seeing the smoke coming from this barn, the 6,000-square-foot barn located over at the Sigafoos Dairy behind Northview High School. The fire reportedly damaged the barn, the equipment, and the hay inside. Firefighters were able to get it under control after several hours yesterday. And Mayor D.C. Reeves and dozens of other people set out over the weekend on a ferry cruise to learn about Pensacola's role in the Underground Railroad yesterday. That cruise was made possible because of a partnership between the city and the National Park Service. It's part of Pensacola's Juneteenth observance, and that's a whole month-long thing that runs. It started in May and runs through June 19th, the federally observed Juneteenth holiday. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
This brought to you by Fresh from Florida, and local farmers want to let you know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com. That's from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Two accidents to watch out for, one on Berry Hill Road in Milton. Now, this accident has it blocked in both directions, and that is east of Berry Hill Elementary. The other is on 9 Mile Road right in front of Navy Federal, and it doesn't look like it's complete roadblock, but it is slowing things down quite a bit in that area. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And now at 8:35, let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms through the morning hours, but things will be starting to clear up as we head into the rest of the day. High stay near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. As you go into Tuesday, 30% chance of a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm, high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEARTV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
85 right now. Now in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, and 83 in Milton. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Your money now. The Wall Street opening higher today ahead of fresh inflation data and the Federal Reserve's upcoming decision on interest rates. The Dow's up 75, 76 at 33,952.54. S&P 500 up 716 at 43,06.02. And the NASDAQ up 43,44 at 13,302.58. Our 10-year bond rate hasn't changed. It's at 3.74.5%. And our gold prices today, down $5.90 at $1,971.30. Silver prices at $24.09. A lot of ports on the West Coast being hit by labor disruptions. The Port of Seattle halted cargo operations on Saturday, citing a work slowdown by dock workers, but union officials disputed that announcement. And almost 3,500 Reddit pages going dark today. That's because of a protest of the San Francisco-based tech company raising prices for developers of third-party apps. As part of the backlash, some subreddits making their communities private for 48 hours. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so I was reading this story about how people, when they go into a store, only 8% of them like to be greeted.
Oh.
When they go into the store. So that's my question for the day. 437-1620, 437-1620. When you go to the store, do you like there to be somebody there to say hello to you? Do you want somebody to ask you if you need any help? Do you want the interaction with the person, the clerk, the greeter, the whatever the term is, do you like this? 437-1620. Candy, do you have an opinion about this one?
Yeah, absolutely not, dude. I like to get in and get out. I do all my shopping online if I can. I even order groceries until Darren's like, come on. It's too expensive.
can I tell you, I'm the exact same way. So I used to work at a Blockbuster a long time ago, right back in the day.
Right.
And the rule was you say hi to everybody.
Everybody, right?
Everybody gets a hello. And the theory was, you know, you're making them feel welcome. You know,
Of course.
You're also letting them know if you're a thief. I see you. You know, like that's all
sure.
also.
Sure.
But I won't say I hate it, but I definitely, it's always feels awkward to me. You know, I feel like, you know, and then a lot of them, you know, can I help you with anything? No, I'm an adult. You know,
yeah, right?
Like, I just leave me alone. I'm just here to get my groceries or, you know, I'm here to look at the clothes and, you know, like I can find you if I need you. If I know how to ask for help. Right. And I know they're trying to be nice, but personally, no, I'm a no.
No, dude.
I love people. On my terms. You know, on my terms. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says, it really doesn't matter to me. I enjoy interacting with people. However, I'm like, Candy, I'm getting in, I'm getting out. Yeah, you're raising my inefficiency level, you know? Although, here, you know, the flip side of this is, like, you don't want to be confronted with that person, and you certainly don't want to be asked, you know, can I help you with anything? At least I don't want to be asked. But then, like, if I need help, where are they?
Sure. And it doesn't help if you are that greeter, too. I worked at a store, and of course you do. You want to greet everybody. And it's like, hey, how you doing? And they just walk by.
Yeah.
I'm fine. How are you? You know what I mean? You just want to yell back at them. So we're always polite, and you should be polite to everybody. And that is somebody's job.
And bye-bye. One of the grocery stores that I go to has a greeter and an exiter, both.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I just, it always makes me feel like, you guys are doing this for security purposes.
I mean,
and,
they probably
and
are.
It always makes me feel a little bit like insulted, just a little teeny bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, as a patron, I know I want you to cut down costs. I don't want people to be stealing. Get all that, but there's a little bit of a, oh, they're watching me. You know, and I don't like that feeling either, but I do go to the store. 437-1620. Let's see. I got a bunch of texts in here. Says, it just depends. If I'm in a hurry and I know what I want, then no. But sometimes you go in not knowing where something is and help is nice. That's true. How much does a greeter know, though? That's your other problem.
When I was at the Apple Market, I knew where everything was. But
right.
That's
you know,
IGA.
Does the greeter know whether you've got rhubarb in stock right now? No, but I can help you. Yeah, it's going to take longer than for me to just find it myself. 437-1620. I don't mind a hello, but it's okay if I don't get it. Can I help you? Okay, well, that's fair. I agree with that. You know, beyond that, it's just, I'll ask. They do it at gas stations, too. What? What do you mean?
If you walk into a store, sure, sometimes. Yeah,
no,
like Circle
gas station.
K and Tom.
Oh, if you're in, oh, in,
yeah,
inside
hey,
the convenience.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? Sure.
As somebody who never, ever goes in except when they're giving me something for free,
I'm free soda.
What are you talking about? Yeah, okay.
Liar.
The way, this remind me after we're done with this, I have something to tell you. Just remind me. It'll hold for 3 minutes.
Is it about the people's hot dog fight?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it'll hold.
Because same. No, I'm just kidding.
when they ask you if you need help, just tell them to pull your finger and they leave you pretty quickly alone.
Just pretend to be my uncle. That's great. You're all set to go.
I think like 20 years ago, it was quaint, but now we've all become, I speak for myself, now I have become so insular. Like, the phone call is probably some spam or some robocall or whatever. The person at the door is probably, I don't want, you know, like that. I used to like it when I kind of encounter strangers, and now it's usually a waste of your time or it's annoying or whatever, and it makes you feel like a bad person to say no, but that's because they were bad people in the first place. Let's see. No way. I don't even like to go shopping with friends and family. I don't need anyone else's opinions. Amazon certainly helps me avoid the hassle. Somebody here says they must have taken this poll in the Pacific Northwest. I don't know why that is, but, you know, there you go. 437-1620, 437-1620. Have you ever had to be that person?
The greeter? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did it at the Apple Market. Everybody, I never yelled back, truly, like, you're welcome. But
I tell you another environment where I feel this way, where I'm put in the position of being the person, but I also know as the patron both. Like, whenever we have to do a booth at the Gulf Breeze Arts Fest or the fair or something like that, because I don't like to be bothered, I always feel like I'm bothering people, you know, when I try to say hi to them. And some of them are very friendly. I mean, that's usually, but I was like, when I'm walking through an area and there's the person who's trying to get me to sign up for the credit card, and there's a person trying to get me to change my cell service, and then there's the person who's, you know, they're just offering to sell me chocolate, which is fine. I'd be into that. But, you know, like, again, as a patron, I always feel kind of like, leave me alone, you know?
No, absolutely. Sure.
Which I guess is, you know, kind of what, you know, women feel like all the time when somebody's trying to get at them, like walking down the street.
Yeah, it's like Seville. Hey. Hey, y'all. No, but it was easier at CAT because you have like little cat twos and like little, hey, or do you want one of these or a pencil?
Right.
And news radio, it's just like, hey, you?
Yeah. Oh, that's
I'm Candy.
That's accurate,
yeah,
too.
You
that's
know,
exactly
so,
right.
Yeah, they want to come up and talk, and they just, where's Andrew at?
437-1620. Somebody here says, I put the greeter on the sales floor. So many places barely have anyone to help as is. And by the way, that's absolutely the problem. Right. Is the funny part is I don't want to be accosted when I enter. But then it's irritating when I have to go look for somebody to help. Like, I want you when I want you. Come on now.
That's right.
Somebody
you
here
be
says,
able to just take them with you if you want.
I will come literally on. Turn around and go to another store if I see a vendor at the door. Oh, that's the other thing is when you go into a
too.
Place and like you're going down the aisle and they're like, I'm here for the groceries and there you're trying to get me for a self. I'm like, I'm not here for that. You know, I'm not here for that at all. And again, I feel like a bad person, but
here,
go
repeat,
away.
Repeat after me. I already have that service, no matter who it is. No, we already
that
subscribe
always works.
To A, B, and C. Great job.
I just kind of, I'm a high kind of person. Like, I try to say hi, but I want to high and not make eye contact and just go. I'm not interested.
Sure.
437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. Berry Hill Road, there's an accident. The accident is east of Berry Hill Elementary in both directions. Are blocked on Berry Hill, and it looks like 9 Mile right near Navy Federal. There's an accident right by the light there. Now, it looks like it may have been cleaned up. Use caution there. Not a roadblock, but slowing things down. Traffic tips, 437-1620. Text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars. And that's kind of what they specialize in is cars that are like new, not quite new, but new to you. You know, like a year or two old in great condition with low miles and, you know, good prices and all that. And part of it is, I know when you buy a used car, a lot of times you feel like once the sale is over, that's it. But Frontier stands by their cars. Like, they really do. They believe in them. And they will follow up with you to make sure you're happy because they want you to have that new car-ish kind of experience. And so I know when we bought our Honda Odyssey, you know, we bought it, and then 6 months later, Calvin, our sales guy, he calls me just out of the blue one day. He's like, hey, this is Calvin. You remember me? I'm like, I barely. And, you know, he's like, I mean, I did, but he's like, well, just checking in on the car. Is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, it's weird that you called, but okay, sure. Everything's fine. He's like, okay, thanks. Okay. 6 months later, so a year afterwards, again, he calls, and, you know, he's like, everything okay? I'm like, well, you know, one of the physical keys doesn't work. The fob is fine. We've never had to use it. Probably never have to use it. But one of the keys doesn't work. He's like, well, bring it in. We'll replace it. I'm like, I bet you will for $150. He says, no. Just for, you know, you expected two keys. You get two keys. No charge. So I brought it in. He cut the key. I'm like, thanks. Like, it took 5 minutes or 10 minutes and then we were done. And the reason I tell you this is because, you know, I've talked to other people who are customers and they, you know, might have had an issue with the car. Well, they take care of it. Like, they just do. Like, that's their philosophy. You say, why are they so successful? Why do people keep going back and back and back? And why do people trust them? Because of the way they do business. It's not just the inventory in the cars. It's the way they think about what they're trying to cultivate with you as a lifelong customer, right? And how do you do that? Well, you know, under-promise and over-deliver. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. I told you I would tell you this is a very short story, but we discovered something, talking about going to the convenience store.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me off air. But
No.
I love it.
So my wife likes to get the, I don't know, Coke Slurpees or Slushies or whatever. She's a big fan of those.
Yeah.
So we were biking up in Jay, and we were coming home, and the Circle K right there at the, I think it's at Bear Hill. Anyway, they have the kind she likes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not everybody does. They do. And she went in there, and she comes out. She says, you're not going to believe what they have. And I said, what do you mean? She said, it's an automated checkout.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that wild?
You just put the stuff on the little area.
And it rings you up.
And then it rings you up, and then you give the credit card. And she's like, it's a convenience store automated robot teller. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, they have metal Circle Ks, yeah.
I went inside, and I look, I'm like, That's so weird.
It's so it doesn't look like it's going to work, but it works. It's crazy.
And it's not like where you have to put the barcode up against the thing and it figures it out. It just
You just set your soda and your hot dog or whatever, and then you just do the thing.
It just knows.
It's so cool.
So creepy. You like it?
Oh, of course I do. I'm like, oh, I don't have to talk to anybody. I have anxiety.
It's the best
except
thing
for Andrew.
Ever. Yeah. No, it's...
I talk to Andrew, David.
Like, well, this is the future. I guess it does... Whatever cameras and software and pattern recognition that it's got in there, it just knows. You know, that's a hot dog, not a sausage, or they're the same price, and that's a soda.
So
or the
you have to tell them which one you have sometimes.
Do you?
As far as the hot dog. Yeah, there's hot dog sausage, and there's a couple that are different prices.
So it's not
you can
quite
click.
As sophisticated as
it
I think.
It is sophisticated,
but still
but
pretty much.
Because one hot dog is maybe less than the Italian sausage or whatever, if you're getting toppings. And you don't have to be honest, because nobody's checking on you.
Well,
there's a little candy tip just for you. I'm just kidding. Don't rip off Circle K. They're wonderful.
850 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud!
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You shall not pass!
Djokovic senses it now.
Candy. He didn't recognize the sound clip at first. So the fact that it was the tennis tournament.
Somebody trying to get on a bed.
That was Novak Djokovic breaking Casper Ruud in the final set of the French Open on Sunday. 7-6. He had gotten broken in the second game. For those who don't know tennis, typically you win a point on your serve, but you know, sometimes if the other person can win when you're serving, that's called breaking serve. Anyway, he had gotten broken on serve in the second game, and I thought, wow, this is going to be bad. But he came back and actually broke back against Ruud, and then he got the tiebreaker, like 7-1, I think, in that one. So went 7-6 in that one, 6-3 in the second one, and then that was 5-5 when he won that game to go up 6-5 and to serve it out for the win. The 23rd Grand Slam for Novak Djokovic. That is unbelievable. 22 for Nadal, 20, I think, for Federer. Steffi Graf has, I just put that page away. I think she is, Serena has 23, Steffi Graf has 20, and I always want to forget her name. Margaret Court, I think, is the one who has 24. So that, and what's crazy about that, of course, is that Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic have all been playing against each other. And the fact that between them they've got 65, that's just unheard. It's just, you know, I mean, Serena was largely unopposed except for Venus in the beginning, and Steffi was largely unopposed. I mean, they had opponents, but, you know, they dominated so badly. I love the one comment they were making yesterday, though, that, you know, Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf are married. And, you know, I think it was McEnroe who made the comment. He said, you know, I was talking to Agassi one time and, you know, telling him that, you know, hey, you know, congratulations on, you know, one of each of the Grand Slams. He's like, yeah, it's pretty impressive until you realize my wife's got four of each.
So, raspberries.
By the way, still married after all this time. And I looked up a picture of them. And it's kind of interesting to see them because they're in their 50s, you know, and just... They look like them, but, you know, older, because you haven't really seen them much in a long time.
Since they were in their 20s.
Especially
yeah.
Agassi.
And
he
his
just
hair and his hair bow that he doesn't need anymore.
Right.
A headband, not a hair bow.
That's fine. I'll let it slide. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Watching a few accidents. One 9 Mile and Navy Federal doesn't look like a roadblock. It looks like it has been cleared, in fact, so it has been moved off to the side. It wasn't slowing things. It was slowing things down, but not tying things up completely. Accident, it looks like it's still going on a Berry Hill Road, blocked in both directions. This is all east of Berry Hill Elementary. And certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Ted Kaczynski's dead, apparently took his own life. The Unabomber, good. Good God, what an evil, evil man. All the different bombs that he sent and placed and disguised as other things, and people who got, you know, hands blown off and fingers blown off and killed because of this. Wicked, wicked man. Unbelievable. So I will shed no tears over the loss of him. I mean, scary stuff, you know, making people afraid to go pick up a package or a bag or it's evil. And through the mail, a lot of it's just absolutely evil. The flip side of humanity is that there's sometimes some pretty cool things. Now, this is retired Captain Fred Zobel, I think is how you say his name. He is a reverend, and he did the invocation at the Escambia County Commission. And the beginning was a fairly standard kind of thing, and it was just, you know, the employees and the people and the pray for the wisdom. And then came the part that I loved.
As always, O God, we give thanks for humor and its use everywhere in government, even in our prayers. We give thanks for car payments because that means we probably had money to make those payments. We give thanks for birthdays because that means we're still around for another one. We give thanks for our loved ones who love us when we're not very lovable nor even likable. We give thanks for first responders and others who are charged with keeping us safe and peaceful, sometimes at risk to themselves. And last, O God, we give thanks for your special creation that was started by Mrs. Ruth Wakefield in 1938. We give thanks especially tonight for chocolate chip cookies. Amen.
Commissioner Barry, no one will ever outdo that.
I kind of wanted to ask Lumen, is that prayer better than your dad's? No, he would say no, of course. No prayer is ever better than his daddy's. Stephen Barry.
My dear friend, Commissioner May, that had the makings, a little bit of the makings of a Baptist preacher, not a Methodist pastor. I haven't heard a tremendous amount of humor over the years from our Methodist friends, but.
Well, I'm like Commissioner Ben. I hope God blessed him to bring some chocolate chip cookies, and maybe we'll get them. If not, some manna from above will come down, and we'll eat some cookies before it's over.
My experience in the Methodist church is, you know, my Methodist pastors were always funny. So maybe, you know, Stephen Barry's Methodist pastor is not as funny. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. If you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall, the pressure's not good, the heat's not good. You know, you flush the toilet and your wall talks back to you. That's not good. And if it stops, like, that's not good either because they don't get better by not getting them fixed. Call Barbary Plumbing. Have them come out and take care of it. They'll do it for, you know, a fixed amount. It's called flat rate pricing. So it's not by the time. It's by the job. So you know in advance what it's going to cost. No surprises after. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
Future news.
All right.
Set future news.
Okay. The big question on everybody's mind right now, I think, is probably about this, you know, the Trump indictment. Will he be convicted? Do you have a lean on this? What do you think?
I don't think so.
I think the charges are serious. I had a good friend say to me that he doesn't think anybody in South Florida will convict Trump. At least they'll not be able to get a unanimous jury, which is an interesting observation based on the former Cuban or Cuban refugees and stuff down there. So I guess I'm going to say no based on that. Interesting analysis. Will people celebrate the pelican sign with the rainbow kind of cool? So, yeah, no, it's really, it's definitely grown on me. I like it.